This third hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And this is the third and the final hour. Flowers of Edinburgh from the Liberty soundtrack says it's time for the calendar. There's lots of cool stuff starting to happen because the weather's getting warmer, more dependably warmer, and that brings out all kinds of festivals. Don't you be forgetting now that the Renaissance Fair in Moscow, the Renaissance Fair is next weekend, May the 2nd and 3rd, at the East City Park there in Moscow. Wonderful stuff happening on Saturday. Ancient Future is going to be there. Ancient Future, they've been around for a long, 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 long time. They're kind of a new agey fusion folky thing, modern but really cool, and cool people, really mellow people. But a lot of folks are going to be there. The Jolly Swagmen are going to be there right around 12 or 12:30 on Saturday, doing their thing. The Willards gonna be the first act there right around 10:30. The Willards and the Jolly Swagmen. Simba is going to be there. Simba and the Eclectic African Folks. So they will all be there Sunday in the Renaissance Fair. I'll be there at 11 o'clock on Sunday, the East City Park. And then right after that, Heidi Muller and Bob Webb will be there playing the Renaissance Fair. Fun stuff. Fun stuff and lots of good music and lots of good crafts. It's not a Renaissance Fair in the traditional sense of Renaissance fairs. There aren't a ton of people walking around with wooden swords and you know, Society of Canadian. It's about Renaissance as in the rebirth of things, the springtime. So it's not Renaissance in the historical, anachronistic sense, as so many of them are. And it gets confusing, and a lot of people expect it to be that way. But it is not. There is a king and queen. There are some things there, and there are folks who wear those kinds of costumes. But it's not like Ye Merry Greenwood, which is such a huge tribute to that kind of thing in Richland. This is about springtime and about things starting over. And that's how they do the Renaissance Fair in Moscow. So don't go there expecting all these people to come up to you dressed in armor, because it doesn't work that way. All righty, and then we cruise on over and we take a look at May the 17th there in Enterprise, Oregon. Can't remember where it is, but I'll tell you next week. And this is the big pie-eating contest, the Shoe Fly pie-eating contest happening. And it's the Hootenanny, kind of the history of country music. I'll be there as part of that, as well as, I'm sure, Heidi Muller, Bob Webb, Janice Carper, Carolyn Lockhart, all the Enterprise Joseph folks that are so good. Oh, my gosh. There are a lot of locals, and Bob Webb has a way of rooting them out. So we'll all be down there, and that'll be fun stuff, the history of country music, taking you from the 20s up into the late 60s. There is another history to that, a component, but there just isn't enough time to go up that far. All righty? So that'll be fun to be down there in Enterprise, Oregon. Don't be forgetting now all the various festivals. We want to start plugging this in advance. Put this on your calendar. Yakima Folklife Festival, the 10th, 11th, and 12th of July. I will be there in the Franklin Park. I think I'll be there on the 11th, and I'll be doing the farmer's market at this point anyway, unless something goes awry, on the 12th, Sunday the 12th. So that'll be just a real blast, the Yakima Folklife Festival. Getting its act together and going back up the hill. Had a little trouble there for a while, did some struggling, and now they're cooking on it again. So there you go. And don't you be forgetting the Tumbleweed Festival. Those applications should be up pretty quick if they're not already. And that is, of course, Labor Day weekend. And they have the concert stage, and then they have, all of those other four or five stages for the rest of the time on Saturday and Sunday of Labor Day weekend, the Tumbleweed Festival. And yeah. So there you go. And it all culminates, in, of course, in the Spokane Folklore Society Folk Festival. And that happens Of course, right around November, the second week in November normally, but sometimes they move it around based on when the community college is available up there at the Spokane Community College. Alrighty, so lots of good stuff happening. Lots of good festivals happening in the summer with big stars and big names. Make sure you check that out, and we'll try and keep you abreast on that. There's a lot of stuff on both the KPBX website and the Northwest Public Radio website in terms of calendars of events. So to find out more events, you just go to those websites, and there you are. Alrighty, so where are we at here? There's something else going on that I want to tell you of in advance. Oh, I know. Kirdwin and Greg Spatz are going to be doing as a duo. They're going to be doing the Damon Barn. I think that's on June the 27th. Those of you in the Palouse area, put that on your calendar, June the 27th. That'll be just wonderful. Greg Spatz and Kirdwin Spatz doing fiddle and bouzouki and singing and doing it as a duo at the Damon Barn there in Uniontown. Keep track of that one. That'll be wonderful, wonderful stuff. All righty. The Battlefield Band, various carnets and carnations and versions of. This is the one with Pat Kilbride doing a lot of the guitar. And Alan Reed, John McCusker, and Mike Katz. And it's pretty good stuff. Maybe by this time it wasn't John McCusker. Yeah, I think by this time it was Alistair White. No, it was McCusker. And this set on the fiddle. Ready? So here we go. The Battlefield Band, The Whiskey in the Field, from their album Time and Tide.
Sometimes I think I see another vision of history. Of all things, a man in love with his dreams, his rivers and his streams. Ah, whiskey, whiskey, whiskey from the field. Whiskey, whiskey, whiskey from the field. The Irish sword is the Irish soul, the sacred clay where the seed is sown. Whiskey, whiskey.
banks of red roses, my love and I sudden, he stained his chatham books to play his love the tune. In the middle of the tune, she sighed and she said, "Oh, my Johnny, lovely Johnny, dunna leave me." When I was a wee thing, and Daisy led a stray, before I would work, I would rather sport and play.
Kissed me on the cheek and I screamed.
She was waiting like a raging bull at bay. She's hit him on the head, and the young man fell like lead, quite dead. Upon the floor he lay.
Major Ian Duncan's younger brother is in his early 20s, but shows real originality in his arrangements and compositions. His style of playing shows quite strong Irish characteristics, as well as the Breton influence. In fact, he begins his solo spot with two Breton dances, followed by three traditional jigs. The first is Nameless, the second is called Old Hag You Have Killed Me, and the third is Langstrom's Pony. He finishes up with one of his own compositions called Andy Rennick's Ferret. Andy's another member of the band, and obviously the antics of the ferret must have inspired this catchy reel. During the early part of the selection, the drones are stopped and restarted. A tricky operation, but Gordon manages this very cleverly without disturbing the sound of the chanter too much.
Thank you.
Now, how was that for amazing? One of the very best of the younger pipers. I remember when Gordon Duncan was first around back in the 90s, and everybody was just like, wow. And he had an album called Pipers of Distinction. He was part of that album. There are a lot of different younger pipers, and Gordon Duncan was part of that. And then he was here. Remember when the Thistle and Shamrock tour came through? Gordon Duncan was part of that. And I saw him live in Scotland as well. Gordon Duncan, an amazing, amazing piper. Started piping when he was 10. And just all of a sudden stepped way, way out in front of just about everybody else. Struggled with drink, had his demons, and eventually his struggle with alcohol resulted in suicide. And he died at the age of 41, approximately. This year, 10 years ago, 2005. The late Gordon Duncan. This album was released in 2007. It's kind of a compilation of a bunch of different recordings. And apparently there was a new album that was in the works that never did get squared away. Gordon Duncan, just an amazing, amazing piper. Well, we have to take a little bit of a break. We still have some Kate Rusby left to go. Maybe one more Gordon Duncan. We'll take a look at this, and then who knows where we'll go from there. We still have some other stuff, and so we've got some Bill Staines, maybe? Yeah, and some other things. So we're going to take that break. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University, and we're coming right back for lots more music. You need to hang on, because we can get a lot done in half an hour. Oh, yes, we can. So hang on, because we're coming back.
Your favorite programs on Northwest Public Radio are made possible by the Moscow Food Co-op, announcing Rooted Magazine, a quarterly publication dedicated to food, wellness, and community. The first issue is available now at the Co-op, open from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. on the corner of 5th and Washington, online at moscowfood.coop.
Cloudy today with scattered showers, especially around the Lewiston-Clarkston Valley. High temperatures 51 in Pullman, 56 in Clarkston. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers tonight and lows in the mid to upper 30s. Tomorrow should be partly cloudy with highs in the upper 50s to mid 60s. Next week will be warmer.
Take another. Can you buy your water
sorting east and she's sorting west. She's sorting broad and narrow. She's sorting men to another's arms, the first of all your own. She's sorting into another's arms, the first of all your own. Oh,
challenges. Couldn't tell you where I've been, but you know by the shape I'm in. I'm a junkie just like you. I need my fix when I get blue. Just a little something to get me through. Sometimes it's not enough. I get gone before the gun gets tough. The gun.
Ruth Moody. Ruth Moody, who's a Waylon Jenny. And she's written a lot of cool stuff. In fact, a lot of the Waylon Jenny sort of greatest hits are the ones that Ruth Moody is responsible for. Ruth Moody and Nikki, can't think of Nikki's last name, and Heather Massey. All of them in their own right. Amazing singers. I don't think that Nikki has an album out. Maybe she does. But Heather Massey has one or two. Ruth Moody has one. And just amazing, amazing singers. And she's an amazing writer, plays banjo. There's all kinds of cool stuff. And so let's hear something with the Waylon Jennies. This was originally on the Firecracker album, which then they put out on their live album as well. I love this song. I love the way they sing it. And I love the harmonies and the way they make it work. I think the studio version is a little better than the live version, but they do get the audience cooking on this. Righty, here we go. Glory Bound, written by Ruth Moody.
Sounds. I'll lay my burdens down. I'll lay shine down on me. You know what I need. Shine down on me. Shine down.
There's work to be done in the garden. Oh, yes, indeed. Sweet mystery, sweet mystery. It's kind of what we were talking about last week when we were talking about how you should always sort of be fascinated by the things that you see, that everything should have a little bit of wonder connected to it. And Ruth Moody connects that philosophy with the garden, the idea of the garden and the rains coming down and making things grow. And part of that growth is the wonderment about it. Pretty cool. Pretty neat stuff. Ruth Moody, before that, one that she wrote called Glory Bound with the Waylon Jennies, and then Traveling Shoes. All those two Ruth Moody cuts from her album In the Garden. And, yeah, great stuff. Well, do you hear Heidi in the background? Heidi's going to be at the Ren Fair, the Renaissance Fair in Moscow at the East City Park. She's going to be the noon show. Heidi and her partner Bob Webb are going to be doing a thing. And I will be right on before that. And so who knows? You know, sometimes we decide we'll do something together. Sometimes we don't. We need to talk about that, I guess. I guess we probably should. The Renaissance Fair, the 2nd and 3rd of May at the East City Park there in Moscow, Idaho. That'll be a fun gig. All kinds of cool stuff starting to happen. It's the summertime, the springtime, summertime time for music outdoors. For working that combination of good music and good outdoors. Alrighty. Un Jung Shin doing the playlists. And relaxing and speculating on why it is the bagpipes have such a fascination for everybody. And I have to tell you, I mean, I find it interesting and intriguing, but I can't listen to the pipes for a huge amount of time. Just can't do it. It eludes me somehow. A couple of tunes, great. You get to be about 8, 9, 10, 12 minutes into it and just don't get it. Just don't get it. All right, if you want to email me at D as in Daniel, maherwsu.edu, or call me at 509-332-5047. And I'll get back to you sooner than later. And I want to thank all those folks that showed up for that tumbleweed benefit last week, Hank Kramer and myself. And again, we're recording this show on the 17th. That benefit hasn't happened yet, but this show is a week later. So hopefully everything went well. Alrighty. I want you folks to have fun making good music. Enjoy everything that good music can give you and take all those good roads anywhere you want to take them because they are your roads, folks, and they're nobody else's. We're going to be back next week for another edition of Inland Folk. And until then, this show is history. If you're thinking about it, you're living in the past. We're out of here. Bye.